Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. It is Thursday, the 9th of May. My name is Dan Club, and I'm here with all the latest news when it comes to Liverpool Football Club. And we begin with further reports that Liverpool are indeed keen on Eintracht Frankfurt centre-half Willian Pacho. He's a name that's been doing the rounds for a number of weeks now when it comes to the Reds. And Neil Jones, friend of the show, has confirmed that Liverpool are indeed interested in the Ecuadorian centre-back. He's only 22 and he's claimed that there is substance in those links. He's become a regular feature for Frankfurt in recent times. He only joined them last season from Royal Antwerp and he's immediately become one of the star names in their side. And I mean, Liverpool, it's pretty much common knowledge now, Liverpool will be definitely looking to strengthen and bolster the centre-back department when the summer transfer window opens. And I think a signing of this nature would make a lot of sense profile-wise. As I mentioned, only 22, left-footed centre-half. And we were heavy linked with a lot of them last summer, obviously Levi Cole, Will Piero and Capier, Gonzalo Inacio. So I do think that is definitely a position and a type we'll be looking to bring in if we possibly can under Arne Slot when the summer market opens. And as mentioned, I think Pacho is a real, real contender to be the guy. And next up, onto exit, actually. We know, obviously, about Jurgen Klopp's impending departure from the football club. We also know that Pep Linders, Peter Kravitz and Vito Matos will be leaving with him. We recently learned that Jon Achterberg, the goalkeeping coach, will also be departing. And now we know that Andreas Kornmeier, Liverpool's head of fitness and conditioning, will also be moving on this summer. David Lynch of the Sandfield has reported that. So Liverpool are going to have a lot of vacancies to fill, and there could even be more to follow suit in the coming weeks and months. So Arne Slot's bringing some of his team over with him from Feyenoord. He might have to have another look at that and bring a few more with him just yet, or even open the old contact book and send some messages out there to bolster his backroom staff, because the current contingent look like they're all jumping ship. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, I wouldn't have said. I think a lot of these types of people, a lot of these people would have assessed their own options when they discovered the news about Jurgen, and they thought, what's best for them moving forwards? And I can't really blame them. Some of them have been there for years. Kornmeier's been here around 9 years as well. Jon Achterberg has been here for 15 years. So can't really blame them for thinking, right, what's next for me in my life? Next up, Mohamed Amora, Union Saint-Gilloise forward. According to L'Equipe, Liverpool are interested in the Algeria international. He's described as little Salah in training, very much a centre forward by trade, tends to play there for the Belgian side. Got excellent numbers so far this season, and maybe another link to a player who could be a contender for the Reds if Mohamed Salah doesn't move on this season. He's only 23 years of age, real talent actually, but I'm not entirely sure Liverpool will be looking at this type of league. Not one of Europe's top five leagues, of course, but he has played 44 times this season, got 23 goals and provided 7 assists, so the numbers are most definitely there. But again, whether Liverpool will think the quality stacks up to what we're looking for remains to be seen. Next up, reports in Spain have claimed Liverpool have been working for months to sign Spanish under 21 international Alberto Melero. Versatile midfielder, actually plays for Las Palmas at the moment. He's only 20 years of age. One who, interesting profile wise, he plays predominantly from the left wing for Las Palmas, but can also play more centrally and indeed from the right hand side. He's been capped 4 times by the Spanish under 21 national team right now. And again, I think this will very much depend on departures and who comes in, who goes. Fabio Carvalho is an interesting one when it comes to this conversation. If he has a future at Liverpool, it might stop us signing a player of Malero's ilk. This season in La Liga, played 24 times, got 2 assists, scored 3 goals. And in the Copa del Rey, played 3 times, got 1 goal and 1 assist. So not exceptional numbers by any stretch of imagination, but in the Las Palmas side, they don't necessarily set the world alight. And at only 20, they don't need to read too much into that. That's almost all news-wise. Just to let you know, on redmenplus.com, we are getting ready for the arrival of Arne Slot. We've spoken to numerous people related to the Dutch head coach, who is soon to be the man in charge at Liverpool. If you use the code SLOT, you get 50% off a yearly subscription to Redmen Plus when you sign up as a captain. So make sure you head over and do that. Just going to quickly run you through the news before I go. William Pacho at Liverpool are interested in the Ecuadorian centre-half, who currently plies his trade at Eintracht Frankfurt. Neil Jones has claimed that there is substance to those links. Andreas Kornmeier, Liverpool's head of fitness, will be leaving the club this summer, as will many other members of the backroom staff. That's according to David Lynch, and this is Anfield. Mohamed Amora, Little Salah, as he's known, according to the keeper, Liverpool are interested in the Union Saint-Gilloise forward. And Alberto Melero, Liverpool have been working for months to sign the Spanish under-21 international, who currently plays for Las Palmas. And a little bit of breaking news for you as speaking, Virgil van Dijk has been nominated for the Premier League Player of the Year. So congratulations to him for the nomination. He's been absolutely exceptional, very much back to his best this season. So yeah, well done, Virgil, on that nomination. Sound? Redmen Bite-Size done for another day. Take care, keep your eye out for redmenplus.com over the coming weeks and days, because there's a lot of stuff happening and it's all very, very cool. Take care, see you soon.